Today, students at UT campus decided to reestablish their encampment that was obviously torn asunder on Wednesday when DPS, APD, and campus police initially advanced on students. That happened on Wednesday, and while students have been occupying the lawn since then, they have not, and they have been ordered not to set up tents for a more permanent occupation. They decided to do that today, and the response was quick from President Jay Hartzell. Again, decided that him and Abbott were going to deploy campus police, APD, Austin police, and DPS, Abbott shop troops here. And although it was a much smaller event, about 100 students barricaded themselves with tables and chairs surrounding about 5 tents or so, and just tried to hold that space as police continually advanced on them, plucking students out of the barricaded protests one by one over many hours. So ripping their tarps, taking down the same kind of egregious use of force that we saw on Wednesday, pinning students to the ground, dragging them out. Again, proceeded today. Today is the last day of classes before finals, and students continue to move around campus. That has since dispersed, and DPS set up a perimeter around the South Lawn, and students are continuing to move through campus. I'm continuing to follow students through campus. We were just at the intersection of Guadalupe and 22nd, where APD bike cops did disperse pepper spray onto students and also flashbang grenades. That is an escalation from Wednesday. My understanding is that, and I was present on Wednesday, I didn't witness any pepper spray or flashbang to that point. And the protest is continuing to move up now. We're by Parlin and Sutton Hall. DPS has retreated partially, but students are continuing to pursue, chanting, you know, off campus, and a bunch of slogans around divestment, demanding Jay Hartzell resign. Faculty is petitioning to hold a vote of no confidence in President Jay Hartzell over this issue. Faculty today held a vigil in front of UT Tower to highlight what they called scholasticide in Gaza, the students and the professors and the educational institutions that have been destroyed. So this protest is quickly moving. It's very much still ongoing. I am moving slightly behind. Excuse me. That's a little bit of the residual pepper spray. I'm moving behind 300 or so student protesters who are continuing to challenge police presence on campus today. So that's a brief synopsis.
All right, very good. And I noticed it was teachers, the faculty members were out there.
Yeah, there was 30 faculty members that held a vigil today. They were holding up the names of slain and deceased professors and educators and students who were killed by the IDF in Gaza. So they wanted to lift that up. Additionally, there were union organizers with SEIU Texas who were talking about and highlighting the attacks on educators here at UT after they call it the UT 60. These are 60 faculty that were let go after Abbott initiated his draconian DEI ban. So folks who were affiliated with diversity, equity, inclusion, 60 folks have been let go. So all of these issues are sort of crashing together today on campus. Folks, protesters here not only lifting up Gaza, but also highlighting and fighting back against Abbott's draconian DEI ban.
Okay. One last thing. There was a counter-protest there as well today.
Yes, I saw a small group of pro-Israel students and or protesters that had out Israeli flags. It's been a much smaller group. I saw that group again on Wednesday. I saw at least one person from that group cheering on the arrests that have happened here. It's important to note that for the students who were arrested, those charges have been dropped by the county attorney. The district attorney here is really progressive. His name is Jose Garza. A lot of those charges have been dropped. So there's absolutely, you know, these students who are protesting sitting in on public property that they pay for with their tuition dollars. A lot of their charges have been dropped, and so this continues. These protests continues today, even after the 57 charges from Wednesday.
Very good. Thank you very much. What's your name again?
My name is Candace Burned, and I'm a reporter with truthout.org.
Very good. Thank you, Candace. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I'll get you a copy of it.